I spent the last 3 years building a soul-sucking business, one that paid well but left me feeling stressed, exhausted, and worse, unfulfilled. Until one day, I realized I traded a 40-hour work week for an 80-hour one. And that led me to ask a huge question, why? Unable to answer, I burned my business to the ground and went back to a 9-to-5 with one goal, to unlearn what I had learned so I can raise a new business from the ashes. The real question is, how do I give myself a raise daily without repeating my past mistakes? This podcast is here to give you the answer. Follow along as I apply and share marketing strategies, mindset shifts, and time-saving hacks from the most brilliant minds today. My name is Eric Thomas, and welcome to the Daily Raise Podcast. Hey, what's going on? I'm super pumped you're here. Now, today is a really big day because I'm finally breaking down the skip-to-profit business. I know I've hinted at it, I've mentioned it in episodes and blog posts, but I've never actually broken it down just yet, what my game plan is and what things are going to be looking like, what my targets are, and what do I think is possible with this, and all this other kind of cool stuff. And so I want to break all that down today, but first I think I need to break down why this became such a thing. So as you know, I fired myself because I was in a business that was super time intensive. And to even grow that beyond what I was planning to do would have taken a ton more time as well. And so I didn't want to repeat that mistake. I was sitting thinking for, weeks, months, if anything, to try and figure out what is the business model that I want to build. Now, remember that I wanted a business that could provide me a life of profit, like a true profit lifestyle. And we talked about this last time a little bit. It was a life of prosperity, of romance, of opportunities, of fitness, of impact, but mostly the time freedom to pursue and explore all those different aspects of a profit lifestyle. The time freedom being by far the most valuable and the most coveted spot. And so as I was thinking about this, I started thinking back to all the other business models I'd done, all the courses I'd bought, all the different things that I had tried and was successful with. And so as I was thinking about it, I was reminded of this time where I first got into entrepreneurship. I bought a course for $5,000 that I could not afford whatsoever. It was the first big thing I put on a credit card, and I was scared out of my mind. And with this course, it was teaching me how to create a business on Amazon FBA by creating my own brand from a private label product. And so I went through and we figured this out. We made this company and eventually we were making $10,000 a month, $20,000, $40,000, $80,000. And eventually that business ended up earning us almost $200,000 a month, which I thought was absolutely crazy. It completely shifted the paradigm of what I thought was possible. Now, of course, as maybe you guys have guessed, that business eventually kerplunked, right? But for a time, that was by far the most powerful business model I'd ever discovered. And I was convinced it was the best business. And so, no surprise, like when these guys came around and said, hey, like, you know, you could be an affiliate for us, you could be a partner with us. And if you share your story, share your link, then people who join will give you a commission for that. We'll give you half of the payment. Remember, this is a $5,000 program. So I was like, you want to pay me $2,500 for each person that signs up just for me telling my story? Yeah. Okay, sure. And so I just told my story. We went out live. My ex turned best friend now. We went live on YouTube, just creating a YouTube video. And then we shared that video on Facebook. And we had loads of people who were reaching out about it. Like, oh my gosh, like they were really curious. I'd heard of this. And I want to ask you more questions and stuff like this. Now, all I was really doing was sharing my story. Like, this is what happened with this business. This is how we found these products. This is what our earnings looked like. This is what the profit margin looks like. I was just sharing stuff that I had learned through that course, which was pretty simple, just sharing stuff. And the crazy thing was, within 2 to 3 weeks, I'd made $80,000 in commission, which was pure profit. I spent nothing to get that other than just sharing my story with people and the little time that that took. And then the second time it rolled around where they closed the doors and they opened it again, I made almost $30,000 that time. Like, it was pretty dang cool. I was thinking about this, like, how much time did I actually spend on that? And I realized it wasn't very much at all. And I started asking questions like, well, what if they had kept their doors open and I just kept on sharing? How much more could I have made than even my physical products business? And I realized very quickly, I could have made so much more just by sharing a story, by sharing a result that I got. That's something that I really believed in
I was thinking about this. I was kind of geeking out. I was like, oh my gosh, like that was by far the most profitable business I'd ever run, ever. And all I was doing was trying something out, sharing my results, sharing my story. And that was it. I didn't have to fulfill the product. I didn't have to have any customer service or customer support. Even though I did help people because they came and bought through my link, I wanted to help them be successful with it. I wasn't fulfilling anything. I didn't have to deal with customer service. If people had questions that were more about the course, I just directed them to their customer support, and that was it. And so I was thought about this, like, dang, like that was a true skip to profit business. And the only thing that would have made it even more so was if it wasn't those time windows that were opening and closing, opening and closing. What if I were to build something with a company and with other partners that continued month after month after month of me creating just a few short pieces of content? How cool would that be? And I got so excited because that totally felt like a true skip to profit business. Like, let me ask you if you've seen something like this happen, because chances are you're already doing this right now. You just haven't been getting paid for it. Tell me if this sounds familiar. You're out with your friends, maybe your family members. It's a family reunion or something like that. And all of a sudden someone stops you, or they stop someone around you, and they say something like, oh, you know, I love your earrings. Where did you get those? Or, oh my gosh, how did you lose 20 pounds? Like, you look amazing. How did you do that? Tell me what you did. Or people are at your house and they talk about how much they love that entertainment center, or they love your washer, or fill in the blank. Have you seen that before? But what if in those moments, what would happen if every time that happened, you make money? That's what a skip to profit business is. You're doing nothing but sharing with your friends. Now, does it have to be friends and family? No, like it's even more powerful if it's not your friends and family. Imagine if you didn't just do this with them, but you did this online. You did this on social media. Hundreds, maybe thousands of people asking where you got the product or how you got that result. And every time you showed them, you got paid. What if you could do that? That's what a skip to profit business is. Essentially how it works is you partner with companies who want to pay you money. Of people who already have awesome products, awesome services that you already love and that people already want to buy. These companies, they're eager to pay you a commission to send customers to them. And when someone clicks your link and they buy, you get paid. That's as simple as it is. It's a short 6, maybe 7 step business, and you're earning by step 3. How crazy is that? And what's even crazier is within the next few steps, you can set it up to be, for the most part, quite passive, or at least semi-passive. All right. And so that's what we're going for with the skip to profit business. And so I was thinking about this. So I could go ahead and do this. I could find another course out there. I could promote it. Or what if I were to try something a bit simpler? I could try high ticket again, like $5,000, $2,500, $500 products or so. And maybe I eventually will. But I kind of got excited about this new thing happening with TikTok Shop. You guys heard of it? Now, if you're not familiar with TikTok Shop, what ends up happening is they are selling physical products just like Amazon. Most of the products are even found on Amazon. And people are sharing products and they're making, I've seen crazy numbers, anywhere from $60,000 a month to $100,000 a month, even more. And what's crazy is all they're doing is just sharing products that they love. In most of those cases, they're just sharing crazy random products. And then while they're making good money with it, I think that there's something missing to their approach. There's this idea of like where you see guys sharing the cameras that are specifically made for women, or there's products for women that men are also selling, or women are selling products that are mostly for men. It's this really, really interesting thing. And what I'm seeing people do is they're not very story driven. They're talking about features. They're talking about benefits. They're talking about all this stuff, but no one's really sharing their story in it. So there's this missing gap right here where all I got to do is figure out what story I want to be living, and I need to find products that can help me live that story. And then authentically, I can just share what's actually working for me. Okay. And so I was thinking about this as my original game plan. I was going to partner up with my daughter. We were going to talk about makeup products, and she was going to, like, the incentive for her was that she was going to be able to get free products. Well, free. I'm going to be buying them, right? And then we were going to be talking about them as father and daughter. And then eventually you're going to be making sales that way. And I was just thinking about it. I was getting more and more resistance, just feeling like, I don't know, that doesn't, it feels cool, but maybe that, like, not my first time. I don't really do it that approach. I started thinking about it. And eventually I just got so bogged down by the details of it that I kind of just stopped pushing for the skip to profit business, thinking maybe this isn't what I thought it was going to be. I was talking with my ex-turned best friend, Karen. In fact, I'll probably bring her on the podcast at some point. But we were talking about this thing. She said, you know, like, you tend to create a really grand vision for the things that you want to build. And that's great. And visionaries are awesome. But at the same time, it leaves a lot of room for not being able to create stuff fast. And you get bogged down by so many details that eventually it seems too big to want to create. You create your own proverbial elephant that you have to eat one bite at a time, but it's getting bigger and bigger the more you think about this thing. So as we were talking about it, I had a realization that my main thing is I need to pursue a story, a result that I want to see have happen. And from there, as I'm telling and sharing the story, I naturally share the products that are working for me, right? And so I thought, well, what kind of like result do I want with people, and what kind of products could help me get there? I was thinking and thinking and thinking. And as I was thinking, I was just making my goals and knew that I wanted to lose a bunch of weight by the time that we move. So we're going to be moving in May 22nd. The landlord just let us know that he's going to be selling the property. So by the time we move back to Utah, I want to make sure that my body is looking popping. I was excited. I made this game plan and then it hit me. Oh my gosh, I'm already going to be doing this. I'm already living the fitness part out of the profit lifestyle. What if I just document that? What if I just share my story along the way, and I share things I find out, and I just give value along the way, and I share products that I'm using along the way? How much easier would it be for me if I'm not pursuing 50 goals at once at different times throughout the day, but I'm pursuing it in a way where I'm stacking my results. I'm stacking a profit lifestyle by focusing on one thing, but getting five things done at once, right? Where I'm pursuing the prosperity by using the skip to profit business, where I'm getting myself ready for romance by getting the body that I want, where I'm pursuing this opportunity that I'm already been curious about, TikTok shop affiliates and how that even works, where I'm pursuing fitness because, hey, I'm working out and I'm going to do this anyway, where I can also make an impact on people by showing them stuff that actually works for me, and then ultimate time freedom. I'm saving so much time by not trying to build a business and get fit, but not talk about it, and try and get ready for romance, and try and XYZ, like try to do 50 different things. I'm going to be stacking everything into one set of actions that's helping all the results just blossom in one flower. And so that's the game plan. I've mapped everything out. My series is going to be how I'm going to lose 50 pounds in 60 days. And every single day I'm going to be just publishing about it, just sharing stuff that's working for me, sharing things that I'm learning as I'm naturally have questions myself. I'm going to go and look them up online and look them all kinds of different places. I'm going to share what I'm finding out. I'm going to test them out so I can really create a map for people who want that same result. 50 pounds in 60 days. Like, how cool is that? And not only that, but I'm going to be finding the products that, well, I say I'm going to be finding the products. I've already found products. I've ordered them. They're here right now. They're right there inside my office. I have all the products I'm going to be using with this, including the scale I'm going to be using, the bone broth, all the different things, right? There's so much stuff. I haven't even opened the boxes just yet. That's going to be part of my series as well. I'm just super excited about this idea. And a big part of why I think this is important, this idea of profit stacking, is that this is something that a lot of people are going through. I was talking with my brother, or rather texting with him, and he was mentioning that while he loves the idea of a profit lifestyle, he just feels like his focus needs to be somewhere else right now, where right now he's trying to finish building his house. Like, he's actually building his house, and he doesn't feel like pursuing a life of profit is exactly in his deck of cards right now. So it's really, really interesting. I feel like a lot of people are going through that as well. So what if people could figure out a profit stacking business where all they have to really do is focus on one thing and have it reach into all different areas? How cool would that be? So again, I don't have all the answers with this. I'm going to be pursuing this in my own thing, losing my weight, 50 pounds in 60 days. I have the products I'm going to be promoting on TikTok shop as I'm talking about stuff, as I'm sharing new things. I'm going to be just kind of going back into it by being super authentic with people answering questions as best as I can. I don't have to be an authority figure. I don't have to be like the expert on this. I'm literally just documenting things along the way as a reporter. And yeah, so that's the game plan. So I have the products. I went ahead and I typed out my game plan for my content, what kind of videos I'm going to be doing on which days and why. I'm going to be doing content while I'm on my walks, and so I have a product for that that I'm going to be promoting while I do it. During my walks, I have certain audios, certain books that I like to listen to. I'm going to be promoting those as well. And I say promoting, but what I'm really doing is just sharing over and over and over again, and always getting it in their mind. And as I'm doing this type of content where people are wondering more about it, they're loving the results that I'm getting, they're seeing my before and after pics, which already, they're pretty crazy. just within the first 12, 13 pounds lost, it's pretty noticeable. And so I'm really excited to share those as well. And I know that as I keep on going, it's going to get more and more drastic, more and more wow factor. People are going to get more and more excited. And eventually they're going to want to buy these products because they're seeing the great results that I'm getting. And I already know I'm going to be getting the great results. This time I'm just making money by losing weight. Like, again, how cool is that? What other business can you say that in where you don't have your own course or program that you're trying to promote or something like this? In this case, all I'm doing, I'm using the products, I'm getting a result, I'm sharing with the world what's getting me there. That is a skip-to-profit lifestyle, and I don't even have to do things after the fact. And so, that's the game plan. Now, that all said, one may say that, Eric, that's just affiliate marketing, but I think what a lot of people are missing is that idea of results and creating a story. And more than that, even like what's happening after the fact, what if like after they join your email list and what do you do there and how do you interact with them and how do you keep growing? And there's a lot of things that are missing that I want to eventually cover in a skip to profit business model. But once I get there, I'll start talking about them and we'll see if this whole skip to profit mentality of time freedom, total time freedom is even a reality as much as I think it can be. And we're going to tackle that when we get to it. Anyhow, I'm just super pumped for this. And so if you want to join me on this journey, keep tuning into the newsletter or the Daily Raise podcast. Those links are in the notes as well. And honestly, like if you enjoyed this episode, please take a screenshot on your phone, wherever you're listening on this, and just tag me and post it on social media. And you know, if this was valuable to you, send it to others who you think could get the same benefit from it. That would just mean the world to me. If you like this, go leave a comment on Apple Podcasts or wherever you're listening to podcasts. I read those as well. It means the world to me when you go and you tell me what you think and even comment in with questions and stuff like that. With that said, thank you guys so much. Hope you enjoyed this episode and we'll see you on the next episode of the Daily Raise podcast. Talk soon.